Friends, we now move on to the chapter number 4 of our subject Innovation Management, and the name of the chapter is Creative Connections Power Tools. Because we said that creative thinking has three things. One, believe in your own creativity. Then second principle is be curious. And third principle is find out new connections to the ideas. Creative connections, power tools. So let us discuss this particular point which we discussed in the earlier chapter, that the first principle was believe in your own creativity, second point was be curious, and third point was this. Creative connections, power tools. This sketch, if you see, there are many ideas flowing around here and there. Many stuff you already know. Now, what you have to do is connect two ideas and then find out one creative idea. Creative connection. Two ideas connect to each other. Then you say, why not like this? Let us discuss this. Pursue a large quantity of ideas and make connections between these ideas. The great connection could arrive at the second, eighth, or 30th idea. Keep on connecting the ideas. Idea number 1, idea number 7. Connect them. Keep on connecting the ideas. Sometimes you will feel I am doing very meaningless exercise. But the great connection could arrive at the second, eighth, or 30th idea also. And then we will know, we can try this. It is possible. This is a great idea. Like that. Connect the ideas. You will feel that after a lot of meaningless exercise, one connection will work, and then you will know, this we never thought. We can do this way. One never knows when a great idea will arrive. A football coach rarely asks his team to run the same play time after time. Instead, the coach finds new ways to connect the players on the field to outwit the opposing team by combining and recombining different player combinations, different player movements. The coach is able to devise such creative ways to outmaneuver their opponents. Once it so happened that India team needed one wicket and they had only one ball, and the opposite team needed 4 runs to win the match. Now, any captain would have brought there a very, very senior experienced bowler who will go there and only one ball was remaining and he will take the wicket. Instead, our captain brought a first timer bowler. And now people were afraid, people like me were afraid that this bowler will definitely, that opposite team will make a sixer or at least a 4. So we were all afraid. And now we were sure that India will lose. Because this new bowler, what he will be able to do? He will throw the ball and that opposite team will make at least 4. What was the thinking of Dhoni? Nobody was able to imagine. And what happened? That new bowler came and direct took the wicket only. So this way we could win the match. So look at the creative connection which that captain is doing. He will do such dramatic changes so that it will be always beneficial to our team. Combining and recombining. Creative thinkers tap into their imaginations by combining and recombining different ideas or concepts to make new connections. Do some new connections. Think other way around. Why not this? Why not that? Creative thinking is really about discovering new connections through the use of imagination. Imagination. God has given us right brain, left brain. We have to imagine. Then diverse stimuli. What is stimuli? Inspiration. We get inspiration from somewhere. Diverse, completely different inspirations. And get inspired by that and create our insights that this may be like that, this I will do. Some diverse stimuli. And then today's main subject is creative connection power tools. Something phenomenal, something fantastic I am going to tell you. You will also love this. Creative connections power tools. So let us discuss first imagination. The ways to burn new pathways and strengthen your imagination. Imagine more than one use for your product or service. For example, there is one soft drink which you are using to quench your thirst. But maybe you will discover that you are able to use this soft drink for cleaning your toilet. How do you like it? Something new, different use. Children are great at transforming objects into new ideas. Watch them transform a soft drink can into a microphone or pasta into a necklace. They will convert pasta into a necklace and they will convert a can into microphone. They play with ideas to see the possibilities that lie within. Children are really very curious human beings. They do all these connections properly. Imagine more than one use for your product or service. A common warm-up exercise for strengthening creative thinking skills is name 5 uses for a rubber band or a paper clip. Give this exercise. Take a paper clip and imagine what 5 different uses, or name 5 uses for a rubber band. In what way you can use this rubber band other than the normal use, then some creations will come. Newspapers can be used as a cushion or packing material while giving first aid. Some days back, we got the training in first aid and they said that if nothing is there, you use newspapers as a packing for first aid. Do you know Colgate tooth powder is very effective for cleaning and shining the silver utensils? No, Colgate tooth powder is normally used for brushing the teeth, but it is fantastic for cleaning the silver utensils. Do you know this? An old toothbrush with a sieve can be used to spray watercolor onto the drawing paper. When we were children, we were using a sieve and a toothbrush for spraying the color on the paper. Use your imagination to do the opposite of what is expected. For example, normally we do something, do opposite of that. Until 1968, most high jumpers used the scissor kick or front roll technique for clearing the high jump bar. Then along came Dick Fosbury, who cleared the bar the opposite way, using the back flop, nicknamed the Fosbury flop, won him the gold medal at the Olympics and redefined the sport of high jumping forever. He did completely opposite of what was expected of a jumping, high jumping. Then look to other industries or areas for inspiration. Ideas can be existing outside. Look to other industries. Look to other areas, completely different areas for inspiration. Imagine the wildest idea. Wildest idea you can, and then tame this wild idea. Your wildest idea might be to put picnic table in the car. When I am going to a picnic, my child wants to eat breakfast. I have put picnic table in the car only. I can have lunch by sitting in the car. I have put a table there, dining table. Encourage all team members to use their imaginations, wild imagination. Why not? Like that. Why not? Ask the questions. Connections, creative connections. Honda of Japan holds a contest where employees can use company money to develop ideas. They can simply roam around, no restriction of timing. Company will fund them, money. Company will spend money to develop ideas for new vehicles and transportation concepts. Practicality is not necessary. Nobody will ask why you have done like this. Nobody will criticize. Nobody will ridicule. Practicality is not necessary a criterion for success. Prizes awarded include the mechanical prize, dream prize, nice idea prize, unique prize. The spectators also award the golden icon prize for the most popular idea. Just people are encouraged to bring ideas, ideas and ideas. Whether the ideas are useful or not, they are not evaluated. Just ideas are awarded. Honda. By company's expenditure, people are taken away to a picnic where they are encouraged to bring ideas, and ideas are rewarded, and people are motivated because of this rewarding. Then, imagination, I said, various uses of a rubber band, various uses of a soft drink. Imagine, then something will come. Use diverse stimuli. What is stimuli? What is stimulus? Something that encourages activity in people. Something that inspires me. And that is called as stimuli, stimulus. Plural of the stimulus is stimuli. So use diverse, completely diverse stimuli. For example, if the team is looking for ideas to improve the school's fundraising efforts, they might want to look at other schools' fundraising efforts because they know that other school has collected a lot of funds. So go to that school and ask them, how, what was your strategy, what was your process, how did you go about it, how did you begin? They might want to look at the other schools' fundraising efforts as well as examples from other non-profit NGOs or non-profit organizations. They are also collecting funds. Go and ask them, sir, we want to raise fund for our school. Please guide us how you did. Please guide us how you had done. What was your process? What was the first step? What was the second step? Ask them. Get ideas from outside, stimuli, inspiration from other schools, inspiration from NGOs, inspiration from some other things. Team might want to bring in examples of previous programs and advertisement from other fundraising campaigns, a stimuli for fresh connections. Maybe in some bank, they have done this kind of activity. Ask them. Some previous programs, ask them. Advertisements, look at those. Alternatively, the team might want to seek out unrelated stimuli. For example, we want to raise the funds, but we can get stimuli from some unrelated things. Like, they might want to look at how banks attract new customers. Maybe that process I will use for fundraising. How lotteries are conducted. Maybe that process I will use for fundraising. Or how the army recruits new soldiers. I will use that process for fundraising. Unrelated stimuli. in order to find new insights that could help them to design a better fundraising program. That means I need not look at other fundraising efforts only. I can look at other activities to get unrelated stimuli for my fundraising program. Stimuli means I get inspiration from other successful people, either related or unrelated. I go out, my goal is to raise the fund for my school. Then I will go out and take inspiration from others how to go about it. That is called as diverse stimuli. Look internally as well as externally for diverse stimuli. I want to have stimuli from where I will get some encouragement, from where I will get some inspiration. For example, I get inspired by my children, how they ask questions, how they think, how curious they are. I get stimuli from children. I get stimuli from list of trends. What is the trend going on? More and more smartphones are coming, more and more iPads are coming. I am able to pay my bills by using my mobile. Trends, lot of trends going on. Why not use that trend for my benefit? Photographs, opinions, old files, travel, customer complaints, catalogs, paint colors, these are all my sources of diverse stimuli. I get inspiration from this. The paint colors used in Jaipur are pink color. Oh, why not use green color for my Nasik house or Nasik colony? Like that. I get some inspiration from Jaipur. Why not have the same color for the whole city? Then I get inspiration from other companies, advertisement. For example, I see an advertisement for a school. Then I am a school headmaster. Then I consider why not the same thing can be started in my school also. Diverse stimuli. The simplest way to collect new ideas generated from stimuli is to write them down. Today I had gone to a school, there I observed this, and this can be used for improvement in my school also. Write down. Carry a small idea notebook or use a Palm Pilot to capture these fleeting thoughts. Whatever you have observed, I have earlier said, improve your observation spirit, improve your observation skill. If you don't write down, I said earlier also, the ideas will disappear or you will forget them. So write them down. Many great ideas surface during meetings. People talk something, worker talks something, somebody talks something. Write them down. They have a great potential ideas. Write them down, many ideas in the brainstorming meeting or in the production meeting. New ideas come. Somebody talks. Other people don't listen, but you listen, write them down. Maybe that will give you a solution. Make sure the team develops an idea capture system such as innovation bank or data bank, idea bank. Like small people will have one small bank, piggy bank. They will put one rupee in that. Like that, you have a piggy bank. You put your ideas in that piggy bank. Because afterwards you will forget. Some new idea comes, write them down, write it down. And put it in your piggy bank. So I was up till now talking about imagination and then diverse stimuli. Take inspiration from others. Imagine different uses of your product. Take inspiration from others. And now the next point is creative connections, power tools. Very, very powerful tools. I am going to discuss 10 creative connection power tools. Our mind is full of ideas from past experiences and from observations gained through television or conversations. Some people rely on their subconscious mind to access these ideas. However, unfortunately, they never know when these ideas might surface. It could be early in the morning, late at night, on a walk, in the shower, in the balcony, in garden, in toilet. God alone knows when these ideas will come like a bolt from the blue. Other people prefer to take a more structured approach to finding new ideas using specific tools and techniques. But one thing I have told already is the moment idea comes, please write them down, because you will forget.